Big victory for Fond du Lac County regarding the placement of an out-of-county violent sex offender at a Town of El Dorado residence. The Second District Court of Appeals ruling that Preston Rintamaki's petition for supervised release was still pending prior to a Racine judge's order placing him at a Nitschke Road residence in the Town of El Dorado in November of last year. Joining us on this segment of the show, Fond du Lac County Sheriff Ryan Waldschmidt. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Greg.
Pleasure having you on the program. Fond du Lac County has been a bullseye for these out-of-county placements from the Department of Health Services as they petitioned for supervised release from the Sand Ridge Secure Treatment Center for a number of years, going back to when McFink was the sheriff and Preston Rintamaki was the latest. Do you think this appeals court ruling is going to put an end to all of that? Do you think that Fond du Lac County is no longer this house, which has been DHS knows it's there, is no longer going to get out of county prisoners, out of county sex offenders?
I certainly hope so, and I really think so. I think, we collectively here in Fond du Lac, like you said, we've had a bullseye on us for a long time, but the state also knows that Fond du Lac is not quiet on this issue, and we're going to continue to, fight the battle to protect our people and do what we think is right. And legislative change at the state level surrounding these laws have multiple times been driven from situations coming out of Fond du Lac, and like I said, the collective efforts of Corporation Counsel Megan McNamara and Matt Parmentier on behalf of the town of El Dorado and Sheriff Fink, certainly over the years taking a strong stance with us and then working with our legislators to get these laws changed. And then when the rulings don't go in our favor and a judge still decides, in another county in the southern part of the state, or a Racine County judge still decides to set aside the new act when it was passed, Act 184, that said you have to take your own sex offenders back to your own county. And that judge sets the ruling aside by basically, at least in our opinion, splitting hairs and saying, well, that rule doesn't apply to me because, in this case, Preston Rintamaki was already in the process of being placed. He just hadn't formally been placed yet. And that judge still decides to, place him in Fond du Lac County, even though there was a newer law in the books that said that's not the intent of the law. And Fond du Lac still didn't give up, even at that point. And we continued to push and continued to push on our legislature, who ultimately succeeded at the appellate court level with this new ruling. And I think it's also important to note that there is an existing Senate Bill 60 that is sitting on Governor Evers' desk waiting for him to sign. And that Senate bill also clarifies that the intent of Act 184 was to you have to take your own back regardless of, it clarifies the definition of pending so a judge can't split hairs in the future and say, well, I think pending means this, and we think, Fond du Lac thinks it means something else. The appellate court has ruled in Fond du Lac's favor on our definition of pending.
Right.
And the Senate Bill 60, same thing, clarifies that. We're just waiting for the governor to sign it.
And I think during this whole process, I think at one point the argument was made that there wasn't a proper location for Mr. Rintamaki in his home county of Racine. Obviously there is, because they're going to find a place for him now in Racine County. So it shows that this move to place him in Fond du Lac County was a political move in the first place.
Right, it was. And I get it's a not-in-my-backyard mentality. Nobody likes to have, especially these 980 violent sex offenders, in their backyard. But it's a little more palatable if the person at least came from your county and people have they're a little more reasonable, at least. They're a little better able to understand. They have to go somewhere. The courts, they've served their time. The courts have ruled they need to be released. we'll take our own and we'll take care of our own and we'll watch and monitor our own.
But let me ask you,
going to become a dumping ground.
With that being said, he's been there for a year. Have there been any complaints? Have there been any problems with him?
Well, he is in that house with one other sex offender, James Broders, who is a Fond du Lac County case. And so he's one of those that we will have to continue to take care of at the county level. The two of them did about a year ago get in basically a verbal dispute. It wasn't anything that resulted in criminal charges or anything like that, but it was actually Mr. Broders that was removed from the house for a time and placed in custody until the Department of Corrections and DHS, kind of sorted through the situation and decided it was safe for him to be returned. And him and Rintamaki since then, for the last year, I'm not aware of any issues out there. And I don't know the specific details of what happened about a year ago, other than we were notified he had been removed for a short time and then placed back there. But overall, they're monitored. They both have GPSs on. Those GPSs have geofencing, it's called. So there's a radius. If they leave the property, there's an immediate alert in Madison. Madison would immediately alert us, and we would respond out there, and that has not happened. So overall, it's been quiet out there, but still removing 50% of the violent sex offender population with Rintamaki leaving, hopefully, that's certainly a step in the right direction.
Fond du Lac County Sheriff Ryan Walchmit, great to have you on the show.
Okay, thanks, Greg.